Country Pop FM.
Bob Almanac returns for Monday here on Total Country Bob FM.
I'm ready, Jim.
Yeah, and we mentioned it with Jim Rich. I don't have any audio, but again, longtime baseball coach at the University of Minnesota for the Minnesota Golden Gopher baseball team gets an Almanac salute here today. John Anderson, as Jim talked about, coming from the Iron Range, you think, well, he's going to the U. It must be for hockey. It was not. He played there in the early 70s. Or in the 70s, mid-70s, I guess, and at 26 in 1981, he became the head coach. He joined the program in 74 as a player, as a pitcher. He's the winningest coach in Big Ten history. His team's made 19 NCAA tournament appearances, won numerous conference titles, reached the program's first NCAA Super Regional back in 2018, relatively recently, after 43 years head coach. He stepped down in 2024, and he passed away, had a heart attack, and then passed away yesterday at 71. John Anderson, baseball coach at the University of Minnesota, now gone but not forgotten. Monday, July 27th, 208th day of the year, 1940 this date.
What's up, Doc? There's a wabbit down there, and I'm trying to catch him.
Yes, indeed. We heard What's Up, Doc, for the first time as Bugs Bunny made his official debut in a Warner Brothers animated cartoon film short. That was this date in 1940, and quite the debut and quite the character. He's one of the most famous. Out of the Warner Brothers library, certainly, probably their signature character. And that was A Wild Hare was the name of that cartoon short with Elmer Fudd, of course. 1940. How about 1944 this date?
You're going to Guam. Guam, sir! There's nothing going on in Guam. Why Guam?
Well, what was going on in Guam 1944 this date? U.S. troops completed the liberation of Guam, as they were pushing the Japanese back to their homeland, back to the home island, during the Pacific Theater, in the Pacific Theater, during the Pacific Campaign, back in 1944, 1953.
In Korea, 3 years of combat end as United Nations and communist negotiators at Panmunjom sign a truce. The long war, undertaken to stop red aggression, is over. The enemy holds less territory than before his troops marched, but the cost has been bitter for both sides.
Panmunjom, Korea, is where it took place, the armistice to end the Korean War, 1953. 1990 in the news.
Actress Zsa Zsa Gabor says now that she wishes she had slapped harder when she hit the Beverly Hills cop who then arrested her.
1990, actually the actual slapping took place in 89. 1990 was this date that she actually began serving 3 days in jail, Zsa Zsa Gabor, for slapping a police officer. 3 days in jail for Zsa Zsa, 1990 on this date. And then 1996, this happened in Atlanta during the Olympics, somewhat tragic.
Two people are confirmed dead, more than 100 injured in what the FBI suspects was a pipe bomb. The device was placed at the base of a temporary tower in the park at the AT&T Global Olympic Village. The site is about 5 miles from the Olympic Village where the athletes live. No one at that village was injured.
Olympics, 1996, tragedy struck, pipe bomb explosion, and a couple people were killed, numbers of injuries as well. I think there might have been three that were killed. And, of course, the other tragic part of this is that they pinned it on the wrong guy, Richard Jewell, who was like a security guard, and he didn't do it. He was eventually exonerated, but his life had been ruined, and his life then, did he take his own life? There's a movie about it, and I haven't seen it yet. Clint Eastwood did the movie about the Richard Jewell story. They eventually found Eric Rudolph. Eric Rudolph was the one who ended up doing that heinous act this date, 1996, in Atlanta for the Olympic Games. Let's move on to something a little happier now. It's birthday time, Neil. What do you think about it? Birthdays?
Let's do it. was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty, dead day.
Singer-songwriter Bobby Gentry.
I was out chopping cotton.
Grew up in the Mississippi Delta. Very familiar with the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Which
there actually was a Tallahatchie Bridge.
Walked back to the house.
Where's this classic story song? Remember, she also wrote Fancy, another great story song that eventually became a big hit for Reba. Bobby Gentry today is 84.
Peggy, look! Wow, an axle! A hard move like that deserves some soft trident.
Can I, Mom?
Okay, as long as it's trident.
You remember Peggy Fleming was a spokesperson for Trident?
Five dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
What if I do a double axle?
You get the whole pack.
Trident. Peggy Fleming, of course, best known as a figure skater, gold medal winner, U.S. Olympic Hall of Famer, Peggy Fleming. Her and Dorothy Hamill, of course, during that era, they were the big names in figure skating and the big names in gum. Peggy Fleming, 78.
There's got to be a morning after.
How about this song from the Poseidon Adventure? I hear this song, all I can see is Ernest Borgnine. Shelley Winters saying she can't fit through that hole because she's a big gal. Green McGovern from the Poseidon Adventure. She also did a song from Superman where they took some of the... When Superman and Lois Lane are flying that night, she's got her like a nighty on or something. It's almost see-through, which of course for Superman didn't matter.
The storm. Why don't we cross the bridge too?
But they took some of the dialogue from that and turned it into a song. And Maureen McGovern had a hit with that as well. Maureen McGovern, 77. Not to be confused with Maureen McCormick, who was Marsha Brady. 77. Funny lady, comedian, and she worked on Seinfeld. Carol Leifer.
Well, you know, I think I'd have made women in the old days. Pioneer women, you know? They didn't have to go to spas. I mean, women in the 1880s weren't like, you know, Marge, I find that hoeing is so good for the upper arm. Really. You know, the other day... I'm plowing. Right, so the oxen broke free. Dragged me through the mud on my face. No, but I'll tell you, the next day my skin had such a glow.
Carol Leifer, I was just watching Seinfeld. She gets credit at the end. She's one of the writers. And they say that the character of Elaine was based... a lot on Carol Leifer. Some of her experiences and her comedy came through in what Elaine did on Seinfeld. Carol Leifer is 7. Neil, you ever watch that Seinfeld show?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Bill Engvall, the funny man.
A couple of months ago, I went fishing with a buddy of mine. We pulled his boat into the dock. I lift up this big old stringer of bass. This idiot on the dock goes, "Hey, y'all catch all them fish?" Nope. Talked him into giving up.
Here's your sign.
He was the Here's Your Sign guy. They had a song. You know, Jeff Foxworthy had the Redneck Stomp or whatever. No, that was the other Redneck Stomp. That was Brooks and Dunn with ZZ Top. But they had the Redneck, Boogie or something. Whatever. They made a song out of his, and even a Christmas song, too, out of his You Might Be a Redneck. They did the same thing with Here's Your Sign. Maybe if somebody wants to request that during the All Request Lunch Hour, I might just play it. Bill Engvall, then he went on, he had his own TV show, and then appeared on the Jeff Foxworthy show, and then he would show up on some Tim Allen projects as well. Bill Engvall, Here's Your Sign, 69.
At SummerSlam, I'm going to show you, and I'm going to show the world, I am the game!
Not sure what that means. You play the game well, or you invented the game, or but that's Triple H, Paul Michael Levesque, who became known as Triple H. He was a member of D-Generation X. That's when I was really paying attention to professional wrestling, and now he's still involved in it because he's basically running the WWE. It was the WWF, but he because he married Vince McMahon's daughter, Stephanie. So he's in the family, and he's now pretty much running the whole thing. He seems like a pretty good stand-up guy, you know, based on what I see. He's on some of these other shows, these reality shows where they're looking for souvenirs and relics of wrestling past and things like that, some of the history. And it's funny, he's talking about SummerSlam there. That was 1999, that bit was from. He was talking about SummerSlam in Minneapolis. I think it was at Target Center. And that's the one where Jesse Ventura was involved because he was had just been elected governor. So he had and had just taken office. So he was involved in that, as you remember. And it's funny because that's the last time SummerSlam has been here in Minneapolis. The last time until this year. It's upcoming weekend, SummerSlam at U.S. Bank Stadium. For all of your wrestling fans, I thought you might want a little connection there between those two. But Triple H is 57.
Put on some armor. Not a scratch on it.
I know. People have been swinging at me for years, but they always seem to miss.
Chosen your opponents wisely, then.
I have a knack for it.
He was the Kingslayer, Jaime Lannister, if you're a Game of Thrones fan. We're watching the other shows. The one now is the House of the Dragon, which is the prequel several centuries before Game of Thrones. But the actor Nikolai Coster-Waldau, Jaime Lannister, a.k.a. the Kingslayer, because he slayed the Mad King. And he is 56.
You people came here on a really good day. Everyone knows it's my birthday!
Is that Oprah? No, it's Maya Rudolph doing Oprah. Talented Maya Rudolph, 54 today. She was in the Grown Ups movies. Excellent in Bridesmaids. She's the actual bride in Bridesmaids. And her work on SNL, some tremendous impersonations. Her Kamala Harris impersonation is hilarious. And, of course, her as Oprah as well. And her mother was Minnie Riperton, who had the 70s hit. She could hit like five octaves. Minnie Riperton is her mother, Maya Rudolph. She actually says Maya at the end of the song, if you're a big Lovin' You fan. Lovin' You is easy because you're beautiful. Da-da-da-da-do, da-da-dee-dee-do. Maya Rudolph, 54. And Alex Rodriguez, Neil, what do you think of Alex Rodriguez? He's now the one of the co-owners of the Timberwolves.
Cheater.
Yeah, he did take performance-enhancing drugs when he played in MLB, but at least he's come out and he admitted it. Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, now a prominent figure in Minnesota sports with he and with Mark Lorry. A-Rod, as they called him. 49 today for A-Rod. Let's move on to the Gons But Not Forgottens, as provided by Neil's staff. So if there are any that are forgotten, again, it's Neil's staff's fault. We're staying with baseball here.
Time? What's the matter? Where do you want it? Where do I want? Why don't you try and hit it over the center field fence? Gotcha.
Leo the Rip DeRocher. I tell you what, he made the rounds in 1960s television. The three right off the top of the bat that I can remember him being on, that's the Munsters right there. Herman tries out for the Dodgers, hits the ball. He does hit the ball over the center field fence, and plus three other center field fences on fields beyond the original field. The guy could hit the long ball. He had superhuman strength, that Herman Munster. And I got to credit Fred Gwynn. He's doing that scene, swinging the bat with all the big padding that he had to make him look huge. He had those big shoes with the sole, which is like a foot high, and then all the padding and everything. And he's still swinging, and it looks like he's hitting the ball, unless they did some filming magic. But and then he was on Beverly Hillbillies, and he was on Mr. Ed, Leo DeRocher, longtime manager of the Dodgers, commentator, Leo the Lip, born on this date, 1905. Norman Lear, some of my favorite shows, and I'm sure a lot of other people's, that he came up with. Actor, writer, producer, director, creator, created All in the Family, Good Times, Sanford and Son, The Jeffersons, Maude. Three of those were all either direct or indirect spinoffs of All in the Family. Norman Lear, thank you for all you did for my TV viewing, Norman Lear, born this date, 1922. How about Jerry Van Dyke? as Luther Van Dam on Coach. Jerry Van Dyke, Dick Van Dyke's brother, 1931. Dick Van Dyke's still going strong. I think Dick Van Dyke's 100. Jerry Van Dyke was born this day, 1931. And he was on the show, My Mother, the Car. That one didn't last very long. People, even though we had all this witchcraft and all this other stuff going on, we had genies and witches and all this other kind of stuff going on in the 60s, nobody could buy that a car, that a woman would come back as a car. His mom came back as a car. It didn't last. But Jerry Van Dyke was great in it. 1931.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head.
It's been way too long since we've heard from the Kingston Trio.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Yeah, poor Tom Dooley. He deserved it. Nick Reynolds, 1933. Kingston Trio, one third of the Kingston Trio. Nick Reynolds, born this day, 1933.
But today, Jim McMahon is in proper uniform, and he's expected to play after a two-week layoff.
McMahon won't be the only character on the field in Cincinnati today. Bengal coach Sam White also likes to play tricks, and I found out this week that he doesn't always play fair. You'll see what I mean.
On today's NFL Today with Irv Cross. That's Irv Cross. Former defensive back for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he became the first African-American sports analyst on national TV, working for the NFL Today on CBS. So Irv Cross, and then he lived here for a while as the activities or athletic director at McAllister. Irv Cross, 1939, and now they're all gone.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Neil Staff did forget one.
Way back in 1942, or maybe 43, I sailed with
Neil Staff has never been big on novelty acts. I think they've missed a few.
The Bismarck, no matter what they say, for when we seen the German ships, we sail the other way.
Homer, one half of Homer and Jethro, Homer Haynes. Homer and Jethro, born this date, 1920. And now we can say, finally, they're all gone,
but not forgotten.
Here comes a Bobathon.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KVGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River. Minneapolis St. Paul. Total Country Bob FM. Broadcasting live from the...